listener production.
Hi, I'm Nat Kringoutis.
And I'm Cecilia Ramsdale. Welcome to The Wellness Collective, a podcast where we invite you to be part of our wellness community to share, learn, and live better. We are celebrating.
We won silver. Woo! At the Australian Podcast Awards. So we thought we'd just make a whole episode about how we won.
Might go for 35 seconds, so I hope you don't have much in your day.
No, there's plenty of things to talk about when it comes to winning and recognising achievements.
Absolutely.
And we'll just keep on talking about the fact that we did win silver and we are very excited. We won silver for the most entertaining podcast, which, well,
is very good.
Very good. Very, very good. We did expect to win, not win, we did expect to be entered into the wellness category, but we're clearly... Our people like to listen to what we've got to say. We're clearly entertaining.
That's right. I like that too. And, you know, big congrats to Rosie Wardle and Matt and Alex, who they came first and third. I mean, it was actually a podcast one clean sweep of the entertainment category. So must be something in the air in these here studios.
All right. But Cecilia, we were talking before. At what point does the medalist part of it just become medalist? Like first, second, third, doesn't matter. Just award-winning.
Harking back to my award-winning career and life, the last time I won anything was in about 1992, and I think it was the Most Improved Under 14 Netball Award. So, you know, I'm just going to take this and I think we're award-winning. And you know what? It doesn't matter. I actually just think it makes me so happy because we get to do something we love, but we just love that we get to do it with other people. So you might not be here in the studio with us, but you are definitely here with us in spirit. And do you know the other thing?
What?
I think some people take themselves quite seriously and we don't.
What was in all the information that we wrote when we submitted? You mean like
no, just in general?
Yes, I know. We do. I think that's the best way to be in life is a little bit nonchalant about things. Mm. Not attached to an outcome and, you know, isn't that how things come our way? We might make reference to the fact that we're in the Big Girl Studio today.
We are in the Big Girl Studio. Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah. We're not out in the fishbowl where we have been a lot lately. Maybe because we're award-winning, we got put back into where we rightfully belong.
That's right, where we get to make proper podcasting. Anyway, we're not complaining about
that. No, we're not. But
let's go back to this idea, though, of being recognised for something, yeah?
So I think, yes, I do feel like it's funny because you don't want to be an Olympic swimmer and not be recognised for your gold medal, but you are still an award-winning medalist.
Yeah, I always feel sorry for the people that come fourth. I mean, the world we live in is not very good for people that are fourth. Now, last is fine because you're like, well, you know, that was always probably going to happen.
I sucked, basically.
Yeah.
But then there's this idea also that kind of has really in the last 5 or 10 years come out to play is that everyone gets a prize.
Yeah.
What about that idea?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, we have talked about that before. It's a tricky one. I think it's hard if you're the kid that's never, ever going to win anything. But at the same time, as I referenced myself, I mean, you know, 1992 is a fair while ago and I haven't won anything since then and, you know, I've had a pretty good life
so far. You did win a competition, Cecilia.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I won the competition to work with you.
I found the email of that the other day and I sent it to you. It was for 8 episodes
funny.
Or something?
Yes. Yeah. I should read it out.
You forget. See, what else have you won? Because you won the chance to work with me.
How could I forget?
Oh, that was a pretty good marketing campaign, actually, I feel. We put a competition to be a co-host and lots of people did apply and we had a judging panel and the whole shebangabang. So, I mean, why not?
No, that was a good idea and I actually entered the competition and there we go. So, yes, I did win. And you know what? I've won at life. I'm a happy person.
Yes, there you go.
I'm okay with that.
But I don't. You want to read the emails? Did you find the email?
I found the email. I just want to read a little bit of it. It's pretty funny. If you are lucky enough to be the winner, you'll be alongside Nat for the first series of her radio show. The series, 8 episodes, will be recorded over 1 to 2 days in Melbourne. And this particular series is not paid, as your prize is the opportunity to work with Nat. Well, I did tell you I didn't know who you were, so that bit was mildly underwhelming at the time. But, you know, I'm glad I decided it didn't matter that I didn't know
I'm
who you were.
Us now.
I know. Love it. But no, getting back to your idea that everyone gets a prize. Do you know what? So my boy was playing under something footy last year. Not this year because there wasn't any footy. But they had this really great system where at the end of each game, the opposite team would nominate who they thought was the best player.
Cute.
Yeah. And it was great because it meant that it wasn't, everyone didn't get a certificate. Everyone didn't just wait their turn to get the medal from the coach. Mm-hmm. It actually was based on what these people who didn't know these kids saw and admired on the day. So it was a really great way of showing them that you put in the effort and you get noticed and there was no bias associated with it.
Right.
Which I think is the thing sometimes is like, you know, you can get that person that always wins everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, why am I showing up?
Yes.
Because they're going to win it.
Right.
So that can be quite off-putting. But I like that idea that people who aren't associated with whatever you're doing get the chance to say what they think. And then it's more real, don't you think?
Do you think the people that do win always win the things?
Yeah.
Win because they do show up?
I don't know. Are you a winner?
Well, people would probably say that. I've got friends that will be like, oh, she's won that again, or she's done, of course that happened to her. And I'm like, but I just give it a go, you know.
Like, because you never stop.
I just give it a go. I do have friends that would say that though, that like, oh yeah, of course. And I'm like, but I just went and I didn't do anything. I'm not attached to it. And I think that's actually the key is that you're not attached to it, which can come across as looking opportunistic even if, oh, you're always there and you're always at that, you know.
Eddie everywhere.
But I think it's because you give it a go. Mm. So it's a bit of a fine line really because if you were to take that mentality and go, well, they're always going to win so I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to win.
No, of course. No, well, that's right. You've got to be in it to win it, as they say.
I think it is. There's an element of the attachment part of it, I think, is what is really important.
Yeah. Well, I think that's actually what happened with the podcast awards too, to be honest. It was quite funny because when the entries, because again, going back to 2020, just being all over the shop like a mad lady's custard, the entry thing came up and last year it was in May. So this year it got pushed out to November. And the email
quietly hoping that they could still go ahead with it.
Oh, I know. I was a bit sad. But anyway, let's add it to the list. So the email came out and we sort of went, oh, should we bother?
Well, no, it was just that there was a lot going on at that point in time. And it does take a little bit of effort to put something together. Like,
yeah, going back to that idea that should you bother because are you going to win? Is it worthwhile?
Right. But the experience is fun.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what else is really nice when you put, especially when you're collating and reflecting on what you have created?
Yeah.
You look back and you're like, wow, we actually, you know, but otherwise you just keep going.
Yeah.
You don't stop and look back at the things that you have done and all the episodes and the guests that we'd had and the community that we've created. And I think all of that is what has made it what it is. And all of that actually is factored into the nominees and the finalists and then the winners.
Yeah.
So we're grateful not just for sitting here, we're also grateful for our guests and, of course, our community.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that.
Yes.
Yes.
We have created a pretty cute community though.
Oh, I love our people.
I know.
And we are going to will have a live Christmas show in a couple of weeks' time, end of 2020. So if you happen to be in Melbourne and you can get yourself to the venue to be confirmed, there won't be tons of people because, you know, that's the way it goes.
There might be like 5 people there.
Maybe it'll be great. Maybe 10, maybe 15. Let's just see.
Well, you're allowed to have people in your house for Christmas. That was announced
today. Yeah, that was
30. Over 2 dozen. Oh,
yeah.
Over 2 dozen.
Do you know what? They actually said, no, they said 30. And they said, you know, 30 altogether. You can't have 30 for lunch and 30 for dinner. And I turned to my kids and I said, who has that many people to invite over for Christmas? I'm feeling really upset about the fact that I couldn't even find 60 people to come to my house on Christmas if I really wanted to.
I reckon we could find 60 listeners
to come to my house on Christmas.
Well, the other thing we can do for our live show is we can do it live, but we can stream it as well.
Well, we'll do that as well, but it would be really nice to see some faces in the room with us, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So that's one of the things we wanted to announce was that. We're going to do a live show. Keep your eyes peeled. It's going to be a pretty quick turnaround because we've got about 4 weeks.
Oh, but, you know, we can do anything.
Well, I also think that there's not that many events on in the coming weeks. So we'll be fine with that.
Yes.
We will be fine. The other thing that we're really excited about for Christmas is we want to continue with this idea of our community and supporting our community. And so we want you to keep your eyes peeled for a post on Instagram that will invite you to tag a small business.
Yes.
And then we want to feature these small businesses in our Insta stories for Christmas gifts and to just share the love and pay it forward.
Yep.
So that's one way that we can do that. So keep an eye out for that post that will come up in the next few days.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know so many clever people that mostly it's a side hustle.
Yes.
You know, but they've got these businesses where they cranking out, you know, hats and beanies and soft toys and earrings and all
sorts of things.
All kinds of things.
Have you done your Christmas shopping?
Oh, do you know what? I've done it for myself.
You bought yourself a present?
Yeah, I did.
What did you buy?
I bought a wetsuit. Would you have picked that? And it's sitting in a paper bag on our bedroom floor, and I reckon it'll sit there until December 24.
Oh, that's the best.
Uh-huh.
You are so funny. I have not done any specific Christmas shopping except I did buy Alice's book.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a few copies of that.
Yes.
I thought that was a good Christmas gift, but I don't know who for.
That's a great idea. Yep. Yeah, yeah. The in praise of veg.
Yes.
Yes. So, well, I need to get myself a copy of that because, you know, during lockdown, I got a bit excited about my veggie patch, which isn't that enormous, but I planted seeds this year.
Oh, that's a process.
No, well, no, it was fine.
I know you just chucked it, but I'm just saying like the process of them growing is it's slow.
The problem with the seeds is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar, but you put the seeds in and then you thin them out. Of course, you're a country girl, I forget. So you thin them out and you get rid of the ones that aren't as strong. And I can't do that. It just breaks my heart. So I'm like, but why? How do I choose one tomato over the other?
Lucky you weren't choosing which sperm made it to the egg.
Oh, no, no, I know. No, that worked out all right, thankfully.
You could have twins.
Oh, no. But so the problem is that I couldn't let go of any of my babies and I've planted all of them and my zucchinis have started flowering and I'm going to have 700 kilos of zucchini in the next month or so.
Well, you could sell it. You could put some bags out the front and be like,
Yeah. Pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Or you could have just a system because, you know, kids like pocket money. So you could put like an honesty system out the front and just do it that way.
That's a really good idea.
And then the kids can have the dollars in their bank account. Mm. Yes.
Yeah, I like the zucchini honesty system.
Yes.
But really, it's...
And because, look, if anyone wants to be that much of an idiot, they steal it. Good luck to them. I'm sure the karma will come back and bite them on the bum anyway.
Don't steal the zucchini. Really, though, the joy of watching zucchinis grow, it's just wonderful.
Oh, yes. However, and it's quite rapid, actually, once they're at that point in time.
Absolutely. And then I was like, what do I do with the flowers? Do I go down that avenue where I make the zucchini flowers? Are they
that good? I've never done it.
All right, you come over and I'll make zucchini flower something for you.
Yes, they are delicious. That's a great idea. Well, there you go. So not only are we going to entertain you with a Christmas show, we are also going to help you buy Christmas presents and you're going to score a prize.
A bag
of zucchinis.
You're going to get a bag of zucchinis. You know what? They're organic.
There you go.
Homegrown.
There you go.
Can't go wrong.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yes.
So, yes, we've got to keep our eyes peeled for all these things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
One thing before we go, if you're not following us on Instagram, you need to now, obviously, because of all this goodness we're going to be sharing on there, and we're the Wellness Collective podcast, which is extremely original.
And very easy to find.
Very easy to find.
Yes.
So that's where you need to head. And then, well, I went to read a review today. And we don't have any.
Oh. Mm. Are you telling me? No post.
An award-winning podcast with no new reviews, is what I'm telling you.
It's breaking my heart.
I know. Well, I think everyone's been busy.
Mm.
Busy out in the world.
Well, that is exciting and I wouldn't begrudge them having, you know, a beer in the sunshine.
Social life.
Without a mask on if you're in Melbourne. And can we just quickly talk, given that, you know, this podcast is happening this week, let's just quickly talk about Adelaide
how they had
the mega lockdown of 3 days.
Oh, yes. And now they've done it.
Come out the other side. And they're like, Melbourne, what were you complaining about? Yeah. It actually wasn't that bad at all.
So we were talking about this last night at dinner and someone made reference to the fact, and my parents live in Adelaide and the person that I was talking to, the rest of her family live in Adelaide. So, you know, there's a good connection. So it's you know. And she said they were making reference to the fact that it was the harshest lockdown
for three days.
And we get it. We really do get it.
Yep.
But it was almost like there was a lot of complaining going on. I'm like, oh, no. I'm sorry.
Do you know what it's like?
Talk to the hand.
It's like when you've had a cesarean and then someone complains about their ingrown toenail. You're like, okay, yep, righto. Yep, you win. That sucks.
Well, I have to say it was pretty funny to watch roll out because my mum, I was on the phone too, and she was very upset by what was happening. Can't believe we have to go into 6 days of lockdown. Remember first lockdown and how it was such a novelty?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, we were like, this is fun. By the time it got to like 6 months later, it was not very fun anymore. And then there was no end in sight, right? At least they knew that it was 6 days.
Yep.
The whole thing was pretty funny though, really. I mean, Corona's not funny or COVID's not funny, but that part of it was particularly. And then of course, only in Adelaide is it going to last for three days and then stop.
Yeah. Well,
and then I said to her on the weekend, I'm like, it was Sunday. I said, what are you doing? Why are you home? She's like, lockdown, remember? And I was like, aren't you out? She goes, no, it ends midnight. And I'm like, why did they have to do that part? Like once they realised that they didn't need to be in lockdown, couldn't you just not be in lockdown?
No, I think it's about monitoring reproduction rates and stuff.
Right.
Anyway, also, how confusing does it get if you say one thing and then you say another thing? I think the governments have worked out, you say one thing, you just stick with it because otherwise people go, oh, I don't know.
Regardless.
I get it.
Yes. Regardless.
So,
I have to say, and I'd love to get him on the podcast, but if you want some entertainment with reference to this, you need to watch Jimmy Ree's stories on the States because it's so funny.
He's brilliant. Yeah. He's become the star of the social media landscape, hasn't he? Good old Jimmy Giggle.
Yeah.
There was one other thing.
I'd love to get him on the show, but I just don't know what we'd get him on here for.
Oh, look,
could he bring Hoot in?
Well, we are an entertainment podcast, so let's just.
Award-winning entertainment podcast.
Absolutely. Maybe we need to get together just all those people we want to get on that they're not sure what they'd talk about.
Yes.
Put him on.
Totally. Well, feel free to put forward any guests that you would like us to have on. You can do that through our socials, just a direct message.
Yes.
And we would love to hear from, someone that you'd like because sometimes we think that we know all the things but maybe we don't.
Do you? I don't.
Or do we know all the guests?
Oh, the guests.
I don't think we know all the guests in the world.
To be honest, at the start of this year, I didn't know what we were going to do.
Oh, we did well.
We
won an award.
It's all filled out.
Did we mention that we won an award?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure if anyone figured that out. Now, before we go, I just want to take one step back to the Adelaide.
Adelaide.
I just want to send a big love to anybody who's outside of the Australian-New Zealand borders that are listening to us because, you know, our normal is an ever-changing fluctuation, but the rest of the world is still dealing with the whole virus situation in a very big way. So, you know, sending lots of love and hopefully you can get it sorted out. So,
Yes. Well,
we have gotten used to not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow though, haven't we?
Yes, it's fine by me.
Yeah, me too.
I'm good.
Yeah.
New day, new start.
Plan your 20 years ahead, but tomorrow, who knows?
Well, that's one thing we've learnt this year, isn't it? That we need to plan 20 years ahead. Yes, well, that's enough from us in our award-winning podcast episode.
Yes. Big thank you to everybody who supported us and who sent us lots of love and cheers and were happy to see us being silly sausages when we got announced. But, you know, life's too short to be serious, I say.
Totally. Mm. Okay, well, until next time, Cecilia.
Yes, Natalie.
We do hope that this podcast has left you feeling heavier,
healthier,
and better.
Ciao. Listener.